Baba Sagar Murli, 16th March 2023. Om Shanti. Essence: Sweet children, Baba has come into a happy gathering of you children. You are now celebrating in a happy gathering with the nectar of knowledge. Your journey has now come to an end and you have to return home. Question: What is the way to make remembrance easy while facing many different types of storm? Answer: While earning an income for the livelihood of your bodies, try to focus your intellects on Shiv Baba for even 5 to 10 minutes. Continue to forget your bodies. I am a bodiless soul and I have entered this body to play a part. I now have to become bodiless and return home. Each of you should talk to yourself in this way. Let your intellects keep the company of the one true Father. Protect yourselves from the company of others, and remembrance will then become easy. Song: You have entered my heart. Om Shanti. You children heard the song, and your heart would have also understood the meaning of it. Nevertheless, the Father explains it to you because He has now come into this happy gathering. This gathering is of you children and also of the whole world. God says, I come into the gathering of devotees. Therefore, all are devotees. Among them too, I especially come into a gathering of those devotees who have come to claim their inheritance from me, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. I am present in this gathering of souls whose intellects have remembrance of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. At a gathering, party, you are given food and drink. The Father says, I am giving you children a party of the nectar of knowledge. Those who have come to belong to the Father understand that He has come into this gathering of ours and that He will then take everyone back home, number-wise. This is a gathering for you children in particular and everyone else in general. The children would be where the Father is. The Father says, I am bodiless, and when you too were bodiless, you were with me. He reminds you that that was 5,000 years ago. It is said, long, long ago. There cannot be a journey longer than 5,000 years. The children, who are the people of Bharat, have forgotten when God Shiva came, and yet they continue to celebrate His birthday. They say He definitely came long, long ago. However, they don't know when He came. Some say that it was hundreds of thousands of years ago, and others say something else. No one knows this accurately. Only the Father can tell you. He says, Children, I also came to you in this gathering 5,000 years ago. Shiv Jayanti is celebrated in the world. On that day, go to people and ask them, how many years has it been? When they celebrate the birthday of Gandhi, they would immediately tell you how many years it has been. No one can tell you anything about Shiv. But you children know that it has been a long time since He came. Those people don't know anything. They say, He is beyond birth and death and name and form. Oh, if He is beyond name and form, whose birthday are you celebrating? Therefore, He cannot be beyond name and form. He definitely came in Bharat because this is why you celebrate His birthday. So, how can you say that He is beyond name and form? You remember Him, but when did He come? God would definitely have to come when the time of devotion has to end while you are sitting at home. No one knows in which form God comes. You should question them cleverly and then explain to them. God is incorporeal. You worship Him and say, O Supreme Soul, God. No one would call Him a deity. The deities are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. And so, you also have to explain those pictures. When you go to a Shiv temple, you should ask them, when did He come and how did He come? everyone comes from the incorporeal world. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called the Purifier. And so, what did he do? How did he make impure ones pure? He must surely have come in a corporeal form and explained through a mouth. He must have given some teachings. No one could speak them just like that. He would surely have to enter a human body. God comes to create a new creation. Therefore, he would surely have entered someone's body. It is remembered that the human world was created through the mouth of Brahma. It is not written, the Brahmin world. If human beings are created through the lotus lips of Brahma, then surely the children of Brahma are Brahmins. Prajapita Brahma would definitely have created Brahmins. If he were only to create males, how would there be growth? If there were only females, how would there be growth? This is why there are both Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. How else would there then be the Brahmin community? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is definitely the creator, and the human world is created through Brahma. So, he must surely have to enter the body of Brahma. Only those who understand these things very clearly and imbibe them will be able to explain them to others. It is to those who are full Raj Yogis and who remember the Father and the Kingdom that Baba says, "Children, become spinners of the discus of self-realization." Not everyone remembers him completely. They come to Baba and say that knowledge is easy. They have also understood the cycle. They have understood the significance of 84 births too. You definitely have to take 84 births. So, those who are the number one souls will take 84 births. All of this is fine. However, it is very difficult to stay in remembrance. Many types of storm come in yoga. How can you overcome them? What is the way to do that? At what time would you be able to remember him very well? Baba has explained, "Remember me while walking and moving around." You are now sitting here and I am asking you, are you remembering your wife? As soon as your wife was mentioned to you, your intellect immediately went there. That was the work of the intellect. In the same way, you may do anything you want for the livelihood of your bodies, but try to connect your intellects to Shiv Baba. Remember him for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Yes, Maya will definitely create obstacles. Storms too will come very powerfully to shake you. But you still have to continue to make your effort. To forget your body and to stay in remembrance of the Father are the same thing. You have to consider yourselves to be a bodiless souls. I was originally bodiless. I took this body to play my part. And I now become bodiless and will then return home. Just keep the Father and his home in your intellects. The Father's home is the place where you now have to go. Then you also have it in your intellects that the Father's property is the golden age. So, together with having remembrance of the one Father, you also have to remember that. Your intellects go everywhere else on the path of knowledge, as well as on the path of devotion. When a Kumari becomes engaged, they both remember one another. If a person sits down to worship someone, Maya creates obstacles. Their intellects go to their business, etc. Maya is your enemy. When devotees sit down to remember the deities, then too, their intellects go in other directions. Maya doesn't allow their intellects to focus. When you go to your office, your intellects are occupied with that work. When you have passed your examinations, you then have to do that work. Your intellects become occupied with that. Maya causes problems for you in focusing your intellects on subtle things. Devotees too have visions with great difficulty. When they do very intense devotion, the Father is pleased. There is now no question of devotion. You now have knowledge. In fact, you should do devotion of just the one. If your devotion is unadulterated, it is possible for you to have visions. Nowadays, it has become adulterated. They continue to remember everyone. Therefore, Baba doesn't grant them visions. If they had full faith in the One, Baba would grant visions. So, the father explains, "Remember me alone. You don't have to say anything with your mouth. When you remember your wife, do you have to say anything with your mouth? You just have that thought and your intellect runs there. This unlimited father is the one who gives you constant happiness. So, you have now become engaged to that supreme father, the supreme soul. Therefore, make effort to remember him. Maya will bring storms. The whole world will become your enemy. But, in spite of that, you mustn't forget the father. To the extent that you remember the father, so your sins will accordingly be absolved. There are many human beings who don't even remember God at any time in the whole day. They keep very bad company. This is why it is remembered, good company takes you across and bad company drowns you. Only the company of the truth, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, will make you pure from impure. The whole world is now impure and they need the company of the purifier. Therefore, he surely has to come here in a corporeal form. Only the One is the truth. You are sitting in the gathering of the truth. You know that you are souls and that you now have the company of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, only by having remembrance of me will your sins be absolved. If you had good company, you would listen to the Murli. Your intellect's yoga has to be connected to the Father. When your intellect's yoga is connected to the Father, he will take you across. That is, he will make you pure. No one can go to him without becoming pure. The Father himself teaches you how to have yoga with him. In order to teach you, he personally comes here himself. The intellect's yoga has to be broken away from everyone else and connected to the One. Only then will your sins be absolved. There is no other way. The pure world is heaven, and there is limitless happiness there. It isn't that there is sorrow or the devil there. There is no name or trace of sorrow, and that is for 21 births. The Father comes here to teach you. God speaks, "I am teaching you easy Raj Yoga to make you into the kings of kings." People have an image of Sri Krishna in their intellects. You have it in your intellects that it is Shiv Baba, the ocean of knowledge, who is teaching you. He is giving only you children knowledge. This means that you become spinners of the discus of self-realization and knowers of the three aspects of time. Trikal Darshi means to know all three aspects of time. It means to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, and the three worlds. You know the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. You know them number-wise too, according to the efforts you make. However, there is no difficulty in this. You have to earn your livelihood. It isn't said that Kumaris also have to beat their heads to earn their livelihoods. A Kumari has to go and live with her husband. The husband has to earn their livelihoods. Kumaris also have to stand on their own feet. There is the story of a Kumari who told her father that she was living off her own fortune. So, you Kumaris are also making your own efforts. To the extent that you study and follow Srimad, so you will rule a kingdom for 21 births. Their work is to study and go to their in-laws' home. You too are sent to heaven, the land of Vishnu. You will claim a high status according to how much you study. Those people just tell a story. It really refers to the present time. The Father himself sits here and tells you the meaning of it. All of you are Kumaris. Half Kumaris are also making their lives worthwhile. The Father teaches you such actions that you will never have to become unhappy or widows. However, only a few rare ones make their fortune elevated. Some are making their fortune, and then, from being amazed, they run away and leave the Father. They even divorce him, because, as well as being the father, Shiv Baba is also the husband of all husbands. Some children leave such a father. They cross out their fortune. A bride would become worth a shell by divorcing him. It is remembered that those who were amazed then divorced him. They ran away from him, the father, from whom they were to receive the fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. Some come and belong to the father. Some then become great fools who leave him and also divorce him. All of this is known from their behavior. They continue to indulge in vice, then come and sit here secretly and then write to Baba, "Baba, I made a mistake, so please forgive me." However, you have accumulated 100-fold punishment. And so, how can that be cancelled? By your telling the truth, half may be forgiven, and Baba therefore says, never indulge in vice secretly. Don't come into familiarity either. Anger is also a big evil spirit. It causes sorrow for many. Once you have given the donation of the 5 vices to the Father, if you take them back, your status is destroyed. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam gunar, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bab Dada. Acha. Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to make your fortune elevated, make effort to have your sins absolved. Pay full attention to this study. 2. Protect yourself from bad company. Make yourself pure by keeping the company of the purifier Father. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya and an embodiment of success by spinning the discus of self-realization and make every act of yours a divine activity. Just as every one of the Father's acts is remembered as a divine activity, in the same way, let every act of yours be in the form of a divine activity. Those who have become spinners of the discus of self-realization, like the Father, can never perform ordinary actions. The sign of a spinner of the discus of self-realization is that of being an embodiment of success. Whatever act such a soul performs will have success merged in it. Because a spinner of the discus of self-realization is a conqueror of Maya, he will be an embodiment of success. And those who are embodiments of success become multimillionaires at every step. Slogan: create powerful thoughts of happiness and you will be constantly happy in your body and mind. Acha, Om Shanti.